All right, so Al's brother, I believe, is in the studio with you. Is he not?
Yeah,
or is
he is. Still he's glass, sitting right or? Here. I don't know why there hasn't a double shot of us. It's a little bit offensive.
You want the coin? Oh,
there he is.
Oh, yes. Look at whose chair he's in. He's so comfortable.
He's the real captain. He's the real captain.
How's it feeling in there, Al's brother, to be in the big chair?
Well, it's funny. There was a close call where this may have had to have been the whole show, me in the big chair. But I'm here now and feeling good.
Okay.
We get some solid football coming up this weekend, too. So happy to talk about that.
Well, that's where we're going with this. So you guys, I'm going to let both of you off the hook. Hashtag Jerry King. I guess we're going to pretend like that never happened. That's fine. You know,
we're not talking about it again.
No, this is probably the end of the road. Unless I go 0-2 this weekend. And on Monday at 4:01, it's coming out of my mouth. Hashtag Jerry King. But there's two great games. Both effectively pick-ems on a neutral site. You know, like the Packers are laying 3.5. Generally speaking, if you get home field, Vegas will hand you about 3 points based on that. So Vegas is saying they believe the Packers are about a half point favorite on a neutral site. And last time I checked, I think this is the number we're playing off. Kansas City -3 at home against Buffalo. All right. So those are the numbers that I believe we're dealing with here. Feel free to jump in, Al's brother, if you're seeing different numbers. But
nope.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too.
Okay. So we've got Kansas City laying 3, the Packers laying 3.5. Noodles, you have a coin because we're going back to the coin toss. I'll allow Team Al Dog to call it in the air if you want.
Okay.
Al's brother,
Al
Dog, whoever.
Hold on.
Al,
I'm going to throw it.
It's your call when he tosses it.
I'm throwing it on 3, 2, 1.
Tails.
It's heads.
Oh, Packers.
Come on,
Packers.
Dude.
Packers. Packers. Packers.
I don't know what you like.
Packers, Packers, Packers.
I'm
not doing this again. I'm not doing what I did last week. Joe Thomas really put me over the edge. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going with my boys. Go ahead, Al's brother.
Well,
how do you
confess,
feel about that?
That was going to be our.
That would have been our pick. I was going with Joe Thomas there because he said tails never fails. So I also was hoping that Joe was going to come in clutch for the coin toss.
Yeah,
that didn't happen.
I apologize. I mean, there's nothing I can do.
Well, it's hopefully 50, that means that he also chance. Was wrong about this game. And hopefully that means that the Bucs are going to come out and lay a beat down on. I mean, you talked about it before, O. Like, back in Week 6, the Bucs put a beat down on Green Bay. The only team really this season who gave them a game this year.
Couple of things I would respond to on that. One.
What are you going to respond, Hayes? It was
one,
an ass beating.
That was in Tampa.
So, yeah, okay.
This is -20 in Green Bay.
Oh,
very
yeah.
different scenario.
Think of the quarterback of the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Where did he play for a lot of years?
Yeah, he played Boston. Boston's a soft town. It's not Green Bay. It's balmy compared to Green Bay.
Dude, but I swear I love you and Joe Bowen and his kids, but I hope they get crushed.
Yeah, because you're a bandwagon jumper, and now you're a Buccaneers fan. I get it. And now you got even more reason to love the Bucs because of the pick I just made. But here's another response to Team Al Dog and specifically Al's brother. What was the storyline leading up to the game last week, Tampa against New Orleans?
Breeze Brady.
No, it was New Orleans. It smoked Tampa twice that year. Owned them. Bad matchup. Why doesn't that come up? What happened? Tampa figured them out. They went in there, and they not only won, they covered the number.
When I look at that situation, Brian, I look at that scenario. The storyline was, you're not doing it to Brady again. You can do it in the regular season twice. Have at it. You will not do it a third time.
So what, Aaron Rodgers is Trent Edwards now?
You know there's something about Aaron Rodgers where he looks at Tom Brady and there's something that he's a little bit afraid. He's a winning machine. Yeah, he is. He's going to have him thinking that he's a winning machine.
No.
And no matter what. Do you not think that everyone, when they went into Kansas City a couple years ago, was saying, oh, man, Kansas City's going to crush New England. What did they do? They went in there and won because he's a winning machine.
Yeah, he is a winning machine. I'm not disputing who he is and what he's done throughout his career, but it's not like Aaron Rodgers is Nathan Peterman. This guy's got the
MVP. You know
MVP.
Who the quarterback was for Kansas City?
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
That's right. It's not Nathan Peterman. It's not Nathan Peterman. You're Nathan Peterman. Al's brother,
right.
Go ahead.
I think that this is going to be big, though. Like you think about Tom Brady and the Bucs. They have a chance to make history. Not only Tom Brady make it to another Super Bowl, but also the fact that they could be the first team in the Super Bowl era to play a home game Super Bowl. And I think that's big. That's going to be huge. They're allowing, I think I saw today, 22,000 fans are going to be at the stadium. So that's going to be rocking. They're going to want to be in there for the big dance.
Of course they do, Al's brother. But they would fly to, you know, South America to play in the Super Bowl. It's not extra motivation. You're in the NFC Championship game. It's not like they're going out there saying, I'm not really in the mood. But the Super Bowl's in Tampa, so I'm really going to go balls to the wall this afternoon. It will be a cool story if it happens. And as you pointed out, it's never happened in the history of the NFL. That would be a pretty remarkable scene. Brady, Tampa. We went down our list yesterday in terms of the most compelling Super Bowl winners in terms of storylines. I think the Bucs would be number one on that list because of what Brady would bring to a new team, the Brady versus Belichick debate, fans in the stands that represent the city of Tampa. I'm with you, but I'm on the Packers, man. I promised myself a week ago I wouldn't do it again. I'm not going against them if I have the choice. I do think they've been the best team in the NFC. They're at home, and my boy, Joe Thomas, is a big supporter.
Stop hijacking the show. Al's brother has to make our selection.
All right, go ahead, Al's brother.
All right, so we got the AFC Championship, and I think we're going with the Bills. We like the
Get
Bills
Get the
here.
Tables, wow. Critter! Get the tables!
Carlo's going to be loving this
Don't
one.
Don't get Carlo mad
bang!
At you.
Yes, bang!
Although Carlo got caught with a KC jersey and a hat on the other day, it was just like Bieber.
He's Drake.
He's Drake.
He's LeBron. He's Bieber. Bieber. Bieber and Drake are the two worst.
Yeah. I like the Bills, though. Like, I think they legitimately have a chance to actually win this game outright, and we're getting 3 points on this one. So I feel good about the Bills being our pick here. Josh Allen's playing exceptional. And, you know, Mahomes, he got cleared to play, but is he going to be 100%? What Patrick Mahomes are we gonna see? And, you know, Joe Thomas talked about it before. It's not really the concussion or the neck problem that he was having that's going to be the issue here. It's the fact that he is dealing with an ankle issue.
And
a guy like that who relies on being mobile in the pocket and moving around and scrambling and relies on his legs, I mean, that kind of limits him and limits that offense a little bit.
Great analysis, Al's brother.
Yeah, listen, I think this is a very difficult pick. I think both games are you can make compelling cases for taking any of the four teams this weekend and riding it potentially to the bank or, you know, basically lighting money on fire. But if I'm being honest, I was taking Kansas City. Like, I'm on Kansas City. I love the Bills. I love their ride. I don't know if they can win a game like this.
This is just a Pat Quinn loser's race. Comment.
I don't know if they can win a game like this.
Every time you say, if I was just going to be honest, I would have. I was taking the other team.
You always call me doing the opposite. I always pump up the tires of your picks and say, "Wow, that's the right pick. I like that pick."
I'm telling you, you thought the comments on the text chain were bad. If Tampa Bay or any of our teams, you're going to hear my guy. You are going to get just turned off by what you see because it'll be relentless.
Listen, if worst case scenario, my boy Sungjae Im runs away with the American Express.
Dude, honestly, how did you come up with that name? You pulled that name out of your ass.
No,
you've
I
never
didn't.
Even heard of him before.
He's a spectacular player. He's on the up and up. I'm a big fan. He was
really
in contention
all of a sudden Sungjae Im is your pick, and he's 11 under leading a tour event.
I love him. I love him this weekend.
I know, but I'm calling insider trading on it. It's something game like I don't understand it.
No,
this
I
guy.
Like
vaults up the leaderboard all of a sudden.
Well, through 36, he's sitting there. Although your boy Nick Taylor, good Canadian boy, is right there in the hunt too.
Well, where's
right
my guy
him.
Reed?
He's at one under. He's
oh
really
no
struggling.
Way.
Yeah, he really fell off. He was three over par today. Last
dude,
time
one under. He's not even making the cut.
He might not. And I think that might have been what happened with your boy Hubsy there, Hubbard, where he was maybe knew he was missing the cut, and he's like, forget it. I'm going to do the pinky drag.
Dude, we're amateur golfers, but if I have to putt like that, I quit the game.
Yeah, there's no way that's the yips. That's the yips on overdrive, man. You can't possibly do that on tour.
That's what I would do if I was golfing.
Imagine him, that guy going into golf town. Can I get that putter and take out the shaft, please? I just need the putter head.
Yeah, that's all I need. Strap it on. I'm going to wear like a glove.
Yeah.
And putt.
It's like Happy Gilmore style out there with a hockey stick.
Worse.
Basically.
This thing is brutal. Way worse. I would take Happy Gilmore over this nonsense. I have never in my life. What was he doing to putt like this? Like, how bad could it have been?
He's got
his pinky around the club head, and it's a putter.
Tell me if you pull that off with the boys on 18, they're not howling, though. Like, if it's kind of like a bachelor party type move, like, watch this one, boys. Like,
there's
I've
something where I think he's screwing around, though, Hayes, because he's shaking his ass.
That's
and, like,
what I'm saying. He's got to be screwing around. Like, this is the difficulty of doing the show live, where we can't throw it on, we can't get all the context. It's just it's gone viral, the way this guy's putting. And my initial reaction was just like yours. I'm like, if that's real, this guy can't be on tour anymore.
That guy looks like the Grappler.
Yeah, it is. I've seen the Grappler
putt. He looks
like
a lot
that.
Like the Grappler. I don't know how the Grappler putts, but...
Not like that.
I suspect after 24 Coors Light, he would probably putt like that.
Yeah. I miss the grappler's violent swing.
God, does he take a cut at that thing.
I've never seen someone take a pelt off. Like, this guy will hit a 4-iron off the tee and take a 12-inch pelt.
Yeah, you could bury a small dog in the hole that he digs.
It's outrageous.
It is.
The amount of turf he takes off of a... Like, you can't bring him out to a nice club. The greenskeeper will just pass out.
Dude, if you're at a nice club and then the tees are nicely mown and he pulls out an iron in the first tee, you have to run for your life.
Yes,
and just say, I am not responsible for that pelt that's coming out right now.
No, please. I know it's a short par four. You have to hit a driver.
Can you imagine the greenskeeper watching that first tee, 2-iron, and just absolutely digs a grave
tears.
With the two?
Tears in his eyes. Like, yeah, that's his baby. You know a greenskeeper. They're watching that saying, do you know how much work and effort I've put into that with my team?
Yeah.
And here comes the grappler on the first tee, taking out half the tee box.
A shovel.
Yeah, but he gets it off. The crazy thing
that's
is he'll take a pelt, but then it's still going 220.
Yeah.
Now, it may not be going straight, but it's going 220. Yeah. All right, Al's brother, Team Al Dog, I like it. You guys are on the Bills and the Buccaneers, so you're on both road dogs like I was last week.
Yes, and I've been getting roasted by some people on Twitter about how I only pick the favorites. And got, I mean, I'm just trying to pick the winners here. But this week, I actually do feel good about the dogs, so I'm all right with both picks.
Okay, so you're on both dogs on the road. You're on Tampa, +3.5 at Lambeau, and you're on the Bills, +3 at Kansas City. And I'm on the home favorites, man. I'm looking at Mahomes and Rodgers in Tampa at the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait for it. Good luck to you, gentlemen.